20. Parasite. Howard. October 2189, Vulcan. Things that make you go, ew! This definitely qualified. I couldn't take my eyes off the video as the doctor made an incision on the patient and proceeded to extract a small bundle of eggs. A few had hatched and the larvae were trying to burrow away. At that moment right there, I was so thankful that I was no longer biological. I glanced at Butterworth's video feed and noticed that he was paying an extreme level of attention to his glass of Jameson. Huh, not a bad idea. I invoked a glass of Sam's cognac and turned on my alcohol receptors. A slight buzz was just what the doctor ordered. Finally, thank the universe, the video ended. Butterworth turned to look at the video camera. A slight smile formed when he saw the glass in my hand. I shrugged a what-about-it shrug.
"The parasite appears to be a large insect," he explained. "The bite itches a bit, then disappears. When the eggs have grown enough, though, it becomes a large swollen area. By that point, we have less than a day to remove the eggs."
"What if you don't?" I knew I would regret asking, but I couldn't stop myself.
"The larvae go for the heart, fatal within 2 days or so. Then the larvae feast on the corpse. That appears to be the life cycle. We've lost 4 people and 2 cattle so far. The doctors think they might be able to come up with a blood test, but I can't see poking every colonist every other day to draw blood."
"Wonderful. Have we caught any adults yet?" Butterworth shook his head.
"No. Nor do we have very good descriptions, other than that it's about hummingbird size. We're working on it, but I was hoping you might be able to throw in some surveillance drones."
"I'll crank up the autofactory and start pumping them out. I'll also see if I can modify the video and audio pickups to be more sensitive to insect sound and movement." Butterworth nodded to me and signed off. I gave orders to Guppy for the changes to the autofactory schedules, then sat back and shook my head. Gross! The Spitz and Faith colonies were done offloading to Romulus. Colonists were staying in temporary quarters until the towns were built. Amy Construction Equipment worked full speed to clear some land and set out street plans. We'd learned from the USE's experience on Vulcan, and we were building a fence right away. The wildlife on Romulus wasn't nearly as big or plentiful, but there was a joke going around about carnivorous rabbits. Everyone was fine with excess caution. The Faith and Spitz colonies were set up on separate continents. The land area on Romulus was divided into 8 land masses, each about the size of Australia, and a number of smaller archipelagos. Separation of nations wouldn't be a problem. The really important item, from my point of view, was that our relatives were now awake. As part of our deal with Cranston, Julia Hendricks and family owned a communicator, so didn't have to schedule time on the colony system. At the appointed hour, I connected to the conference that Riker was advertising. I noted with a chuckle that we were up over 30 bobs subscribing to the feed. I watched as Riker made the call, and Julia came online. A dozen or so random family members jostled for position behind her in the video, and on her lap, with pride of place, was Space Cadet Justin.
"Uncle Will!" he yelled.
"Hey, Cadet, enjoy the spaceship ride."
I could hear the pride and joy in Riker's voice. I and every other Bob shared it. These were our sister's descendants, and a major reason why we put up with idiots like Cranston and Vehement. I remembered Milo, who had expressed a strong lack of caring about humanity's fate. A momentary wave of sadness washed over me at his memory. I wondered what he would have thought of the current situation. I pulled myself back to the present, where Julia was talking about their experience. Well, trying to. Justin didn't seem willing to give up the floor.
"And we went in the big ship and we sat and it was boring, and then there was a bump and they took us down a big hallway and they gave me a needle, which I hated, and they made me sleepy and they put me in a box and..."
Amazing. He didn't even seem to be stopping to breathe. The soliloquy went on for another minute while Julia increasingly failed to keep a grin off her face. Finally, having said what he needed to say, he yelled, "Bye, Uncle Weir," and shot out of the frame. This prompted laughter from everyone, family and Bob's both. Julia turned back to Riker with a smile on her face.
He has two speeds, asleep and what you just saw.
One of the family members, who I remembered as Philip something, leaned forward.
Will, how long until some other colony gets planted on Romulus?
Riker shook his head.
Can't say. We've got two more colony ships heading to your system right now, but the Enclave leaders will decide whether they want to settle on Vulcan or Romulus. Howard tells me that Romulus is looking a lot more attractive these days, though.
There were chuckles from the family. News of the Raptors had already spread.
Riker talked to Julia for a few more minutes, fielded some questions from other family members, and got Julia to promise to call him as soon as they were in private residences. Then, it was over. As Riker hung up the call, I sat back to bask in the peculiar mix of joy, wistfulness, and melancholy that seeing our family always left me with. I had talked with a few other Bobs about it. It seemed to be a common reaction. I guess original Bob wasn't as much of a loner as he'd always claimed. I signed off of the conference call and turned to Guppy, who had been hovering.
What?
Colonel Butterworth wants to talk to you. They've caught a parasite adult.
Ugly little bugger.
Hummingbird's size turned out to be a little bit of an exaggeration, but it was still one of the biggest insects I'd ever seen. I didn't much care for insects, and I had an urge to stomp on this one. It looked like some odd combination of hornet and spider with two sets of wings. The stinger was particularly nasty-looking. Retractable, it could inject eggs in its victim up to an inch deep. I had to turn off my gag reflex watching the necropsy.
Well, now we had specifics. I bundled up all the data and shot off an email to Bill asking for suggestions. Then I connected to Butterworth.
Howard, you've seen our new neighbor?
Yeah, not my favorite creature. I've sent something off to Bill, and I've got a couple dozen new drones ready. I'll program them with the data and get them to scan the area, see what we come up with.
Butterworth nodded and disconnected. The colonel looked outwardly calm, but I knew this was worrying him. Big things like raptors we could handle. Small stuff? Not so much. Humanity could conceivably end up prisoners in their own homes if we didn't get control of this pest.